Australia's immigration minister is refusing to speak to the media today. Instead, Scott Morrison has released a statement saying the government will not comment, citing operational security. That's not good enough for Labor and the Greens. Both are demanding the government provide details. Peter Lloyd is speaking to Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
I'm very concerned that the reports that are coming out of the Indonesian media today suggesting that Australian Navy or customs officers have pushed back a refugee boat, virtually deserted them, and after running out of fuel, they found themselves stranded on an island. And of course, we haven't heard anything from the Australian government as to why this happened, how it happened, the circumstances. But from what's coming out of Indonesia, it's all very concerning.
Where's the surprise in this, given that the Liberal Party in opposition promised to turn back the boats policy? Isn't that just what they may have done?
Well, we don't know how many of these boats perhaps have been turned back, and that's, of course, very concerning. We know that these boat turnarounds are essentially illegal under international law. They're extremely dangerous, putting the lives of not just the refugees, but the Navy and customs personnel at great risk. And, of course, Indonesia have said they don't want Australia to do it. So it seems with sheer arrogance that the Australian government has allowed this to happen, has ordered it to happen, despite the fact that Indonesia has said, please don't.
How is it any more dangerous than the journey undertaken by those people themselves? And given the fact that the Australian Navy is reported to have given them life jackets, haven't they enabled their safety just a bit more than they were prior to their encounter?
I think anyone who understands that treacherous trip knows it's a really dangerous one. And rather than helping people find protection, you've got to remember these are refugees who have fled places like Sudan, Eritrea, Iran, Syria. These are war-torn areas. They've fled as refugees. And then just to leave them in the ocean rather than offering them a way of having their claims assessed and to deal with their needs as refugees is just callous.
So are you saying that the Australian Navy, that individual Navy personnel have broken that old naval code of conduct about rescuing and helping people at sea?
What I'm really concerned about is that the government policy and Tony Abbott has directed them to do this. We know just before Christmas, Erica Betts, the employment minister, removed the protections of Navy and Customs personnel to proper workplace safety laws, making those people out on the high seas working in very dangerous and extraordinary situations exempt from the basic occupational health and safety protections that any other person would be able to. That is because the work is so dangerous.
In other words, you're saying that the government has lifted their duty of care obligations from them?
I think the government has absolutely lifted their duty of care obligations, not just to the refugees, but actively lifted them from our Australian men and women who so bravely sail the high seas.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young speaking to Peter Lloyd.